also known as Aztec Camera, and it appeared on several discs of his. I happen to like the shorter version, so that's what I went with. I think I got this one from Aztec Camera, self-titled EP. Anyway, so it is what it is. Here we have Aztec Camera with a cover feature here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Tough. music you won't hear anywhere else on the radio. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM, WMFO.
Smile while I shop there. say to make you understand. I don't have time to explain. Can't you see? If I could be anything I want to be, I would be. You see? Can't you see? If I could be anything. And if you say everything I want to go your way, I will turn you away as easily as I turned you into me. And can't you see? If I could be anything I want to be, I would be. You can see if I could be.
That is a rough ending. TK here with you. 91.5 WMFO. Busting our way into the third hour of today's show. Thanks for joining me here on a lovely Tuesday afternoon in the Boston area. It's about 17 minutes after the hour of 12. Again, thanks for joining me as we work our way into your lunch hour. We finished up there with the latest material from Waves, and that's with two Vs. They are a wonderful maturing alternative beach-slash-surf band based out of Los Angeles, California. Nathan Williams is the power behind the charmingly messy lo-fi band. And I mentioned maturing because I remember years ago when I wrote my notes about the band, they were a little too edgy for my liking. I could understand why somebody who was younger than I, since I'm old, would much more glom onto this product. However, I really like that song. It's called Pony. And the new album is called V. Ames era, that was the precursor to the Generationals. Ted Whitner Joyner. I know that's their names. They came out of that Ames era band. That was Could Be Anything from the second EP from them. Bare Naked Ladies, Jane, Maybe You Should Drive, Beat Connection, The Palace Garden, 4 a.m. from the album. That was kind of the quasi-title track, The Palace Garden. And then the hour was started with Aztec Camera, our Cover Me feature covering a Van Halen tune.
My grades were bad. I would, like, get D's and C's.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of. It got worse and worse and worse throughout the years.
There are students who need somebody.
They can trust someone, and it could be the first person they've ever trusted in their life.
Communities and Schools is lowering America's dropout rate by helping more than 1.3 million kids every year get whatever they need to succeed in school.
If something was going on at home, we would go just stop by Miss Liberty's office and talk to her.
Communities and Schools vouched for me when everyone else had lost hope.
You can help change the picture of education right here in your community and across the nation. Visit communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
We got music coming to you in this hour from San Cisco. Some Harvey Danger and our Double Down feature artist, which is going to be B. Beeman with a tune from his latest effort. Next up, though, speaking of latest effort, is a young performer, Gracie Schramm. And I say young singer-songwriter because she's like 16 years old. Ms. Schramm has already released her debut full-length album. It's called I Am Me, which is on Full Ride Records label. And I tell you, for someone so young releasing this kind of first effort, I'm really expecting a great deal from this young woman. This tune is called Before I Fall. New music from Gracie Schramm here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
To wear my heart out in the open.
91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Halfway through the hour of 12, we finished up there with the latest material from Blosh, and it's all capitals with a slash through the O. They're a mixed-gendered duo out of Oslo, Norway, and Madrid, Spain, and the blending of their individual music sensibilities really works for me. That tune is called Keep Your Tongue. That was the first single I got from them. The EP of the same name came out in May of last year, and they are starting to get some traction. Looking forward to hearing more from them. The Ocean Blue out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. They were big in the 80s and 90s. From their self-titled debut album, that was Drifting Falling. Gracie Schramm got it all started with Before I Fall from her brand new album, I Am Me. Well, it's time for our next feature. It's Double Down. My artist of selection today is B. Beeman. B-H-I-B-H-I-M-A-N. He's a first generation of Sri Lankan lineage. This guy writes, plays, sings some of the best contemporary American style folk I've heard in years. This is a quote I read, kind of sums up the artist's talent. It's described as B-style, works in the scrappy folk troubadour tradition of Woody Guthrie, and displays a caustic wit worthy of Randy Newman and John Prine, unquote. I really like it too. I first found him in 2012. His latest album is called Rhythm and Reason. This is Moving to Brussels with B. Beeman as our Double Down feature artist here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
It's all the same. bottom of the well and I fought back my feeling. Yes, I fought back my tears and I knew there was healing in my unrealized fears come true. Yeah.
91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. That was San Cisco going back to their debut EP, Revolver. That is Girls Do Cry. The second single from them before they really caught fire with their tune, Awkward. Nice stuff from the boys and girl from Down Under. Then it was their Double Down featured artist, B. Beeman, going back to his self-titled debut album. We sampled Time Heals. And then the song set kicked off with Moving to Brussels, can be found on Beeman's latest album, Rhythm and Reason. The reason that came to my mind as to play that today is I was working out in the gym, and on the video was B. Beeman along with either Key or Peel, I can't remember who's which, and doing a promotional video for Beeman. I'm like, wow, that is great that he's finally getting recognized. Somebody's taking an interest in him. He's really good. I digress. Anyway, I want to remind you about checking out today's new release show playlist. It's on my website at tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. While you're checking out the playlist, you can also swing on over to some free downloads and also some videos. And there's an email function if you want to send me a note, ask me a question, or make a request. It's all there for you online at tksmusic.com. Next up, I got some new stuff from a new artist, Addie Prey. Really, the artist is really just Carmen Perry. She's a talented singer-songwriter from the Philadelphia area. I'm assuming that she took her name of the band after the character in Paper Moon. Tatum O'Neill, I think, played it. Anyway, Ms. Perry was also part of the band called Sports, who I like and featured here in the new release show back in July. Addie Prey has teamed up with Father Daughter Records, which is the same label that Sports uses. And Addie has put out a full-length album of her own material. Where Sports is more of a high-energy, edgy kind of sound, Addie Prey is quieter and more introspective. The new disc is called Screen Time, and this is Watch TV. New music from Addie Prey here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Yeah.
listen to everything so you don't have to. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
Do it for me again for another terrific Tuesday. I had a blast. I hope you had some fun too. Hope you got a new song to the deal, because that's the whole point of this process. This is TK for Music You Might Otherwise Miss, saying stay safe, have fun, and be well. I'm going to leave you with a tune from the drums, and I'm going back to the Portamento release. This is How It Ended. See you all next week. Have a great Tuesday.